USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court has confirmed a leak that shows they're thinking about overturning Roe v. Wade, which has let American women choose to get abortions for almost 50 years. Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn, appearing on Fox News, says justices shouldn't have to worry about their confidentiality being breached.
If you're an associate justice on the Supreme Court, you can have the conversations, whether in person or written, in confidentiality, and that you're not going to have a political activist who's going to go run to their cheerleader in the media and say, put this up.
The CDC is recommending all travelers over the age of two continue to mask up. This includes airplanes and trains and at airports and train stations. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What life insurance policy is right for you? Ethos Life makes it so easy. It's all online. You go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. Click Get My Quote. It will take you to a cool online calculator where it will estimate the coverage and monthly cost. Then you can play around with the slider. Change the amount of coverage and cost so you get what's right for you. And when you are ready, just click apply. Answer a few questions, and that's it. No doctors, no medical exams, no blood tests. It takes about 10 minutes. It's easy, risk-free. It's one of the best things to do for your family's future. You are in control, and you get the price that's right for you, right now. The best rates are available through this exclusive radio offer. Go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. EthosLifeRadio.com. Go get your quote now.
President Biden is condemning atrocities and war crimes being committed by Russian forces in Ukraine.
And it really is gut-wrenching. We see the incredible bravery of the Ukrainian fighters defending their country with everything they have.
Biden visiting a Lockheed Martin facility in Troy, Alabama. The president also praising Ukrainians for their courage. Voters in Ohio head to the polls Tuesday to choose their candidates for the midterm elections in November. One of the hotly contested primaries in the state is a Republican nomination for the state's U.S. Senate race. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz explains why he's supporting former Ohio State Treasurer Josh Mandel.
The reason I supported Josh, I think he has a significantly stronger, proven conservative record. I think primary voters are fed up with candidates who promise one thing on the campaign trail and do something else.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
United Kingdom Prime Minister Boris Johnson delivers a video address to the Ukrainian Parliament. Johnson says the UK will continue to support Ukraine against the Russian invasion.
I can announce today from the UK government a new package of support totaling £300 million, including radars to pinpoint the artillery bombarding your cities, heavy lift drones to supply your forces, and thousands of night vision devices.
A man from Brazil is making his way into the record books.
A 100-year-old Brazilian man has set a new Guinness World Record for working at the same company for the last 84 years and 9 days. The reference book company said in a statement last week that Walter Orthman, an employee with Renault View, was awarded the honor back in January. Orthman started working at the company in January 1938 as a shipping assistant. He told Guinness that he started to work for the company to provide for his family, which was struggling financially at the time. He noted that he was hired due to his proficiency in German. According to Guinness, Orthman was promoted by the company throughout the years from a shipping assistant to a sales associate before landing a managerial position in the sales department. Orthman just celebrated his centennial birthday last month. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
And finally, please keep in mind that Mother's Day is Sunday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.